Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 0 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cook reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Grove moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Gleason reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Fox steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moberg now catching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek is walked intentionally. Ralph Weingarten pinch hits for Hal Trosky. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingarten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Averill scores. Vosmek moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Wingarna moves to second. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes is hit by the pitch. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Boesberger now playing first base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McNair reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove is hit by the pitch. Thornton Lee now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.